butcher's boy, you know. Anyway, he said, well, what we'll do, he said, he had family friends up in Bedlington, and my mum, her best friend in the First World War, was a nurse, and this nurse was at a hospital where a lot of the wounded soldiers were coming back to, and she met this chap who was a coal miner from Bedlington, so she got married to him and came up here, and my mum and dad always stayed friends with them and always came up to visit them and so forth, so they'd known each other virtually from the First World War. So they said, well, we'll send you up to Uncle Dave, you'll be all right up there. So my sisters can well remember it, two of the sisters and my mum came up with me, and they came over again and left me here. Yeah, what have I done, you know? But Jack and Dave, and Dave and his wife, his second wife, this was very good to me. And I fell on my feet again, because I met some smashing friends who lived there. I stayed at a place, number 10 Jubilee Terrace, in Bedlington Station. And I went to the school, which was a wooden school, which was round the corner. I went over the railway bridge, over the station, and came down the side of the cinema, the Waller, and the school was on the left-hand side, and apparently it's been burnt down now and all gone, so that's a shame. Somewhere in my home I've got this school report saying that Stanley has settled down very well under difficult circumstances. But for the life of me, I can't find it. I'll tear my hair out. I'll tell you, it must be somewhere. But I'd love to be able to find it and photocopy it.
So what date was this that you came
to? I came up here about, well, I should imagine about 1944, something like that, because I was at two other places. Plus I had spells at home as well. And then I had this, and I was here then, right up till the last day. I had my VE party in the terrace, in the roadway behind Jubilee Terrace. But having said all that, it was one of the occasions when